1.
38 trophies.
13 Premier League titles.
2 Champions League.
5 FA Cups.
4 League Cups and a European Cup Winners' Cup.
The most successful manager in English footballing history.
Sir Alex Ferguson has announced he will retire at the end of this season. This is Newsbeat's sports reporter Simon Mundy.
And this is Greg Dawson in Manchester with fans.
Shocking. I just don't think he should have gone yet.
He's a legend. I feel absolutely sick. It's like somebody in your family dying, isn't it?
We'll be looking back on Sir Alex's incredible career and hearing from his many supporters around the world.
I just came back from work on a late night shift and my Twitter timeline's blowing up.
If he was listening now, what would you say to Sir Alex? Use the hashtag message to Fergie.
Newsbeat.
Plus, you might call it the government's to-do list for the year ahead.
My lords and members of the House of Commons.
The Queen's speech has revealed plans to control immigration and dangerous dogs, but it seems there'll be no minimum pricing on alcohol or plain packets for cigarettes.
This is Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
But we start with the news that the most successful manager in British footballing history has decided to retire. Sir Alex Ferguson released a statement saying this will be his last season in charge of Manchester United. And Simon, his legacy's got to be untouchable.
Well, it's not just the number of titles, but the way Sir Alex built his teams. He took over at Manchester United in 1986, and success did not come immediately. In 1989, a famous banner at Old Trafford read, 3 years of excuses and it's still rubbish. Ta-ra Fergie. But he held on, eventually winning the league in 1993, the first of so many. But Sir Alex was never scared to sell his biggest players in the name of rebuilding. Ince, Keane, Beckham and Van Nistelrooy all came and went without denting the flow of trophies. This season, he's taken the title back off his so-called noisy neighbours, Manchester City, and decided, well, that's the ideal way to bow out. His final match will be at West Brom on May 19th, his 1,500th match in charge. In a statement, he says he hasn't taken this decision lightly, but now is the right time to go. Now, Newsbeat's Greg Dawson is live in Manchester for us. And Greg, this news has clearly come as a shock. So what's the reaction been like where you are?
Well, a few hours on from that statement, the news is finally starting to sink in here. It's no exaggeration to say some people were walking around in a daze this morning. You could see many scrolling through their phones to find out if the rumours were true. Some were even phoning friends just to double check. United fans were expecting a party here on Sunday when their team lift the Premier League trophy at Old Trafford. Now they're having to get used to the idea it'll be one of the last times Sir Alex Ferguson will be in charge.
My dad just phoned me and I was on the Met and I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm on my way to work and I'm absolutely gutted. I feel sick, to be honest with you. I feel absolutely sick. It's like somebody in your family dying, isn't it?